Tomorrow's News Today.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Harrison Smith in studio for Alex Jones, but Alex connects to us live on the road during his secret mission, but he joins us today to cover all of the latest big breaking news and, of course, the fallout of the Charlie Kirk assassination, inspiring uprisings and solidarity across the globe. Alex Jones, how are you, sir?
Thank you for being here. Thanks for the great job with the crew. I wasn't going to be here tonight, but there is just too much to cover. So I'll be here with you for much of the show. I know you've got a lot of special guests and more, and so much more coming up. Here are the big issues. You had over a million people march in London, over a million. You had Elon Musk saying you either learn to stand up and fight for yourself peacefully or you will be killed. The globalists do want to exterminate us. Elon Musk is fully awake, fully radicalized. He is a champion, doing such a great job fighting for liberty worldwide, even really more than the Trump administration is. They're trying to stop wars, but Musk is really doing that. Tommy Robinson wanted me to be part of the speech. I wish I could have been there, but I've been pinned down here. So I want to thank Tommy for his great work and everybody that showed up there. That's all coming up. There are so many videos that I could spend 20 hours a day watching them, of all these teachers, all these lawyers, all these doctors, politicians, Jasmine Crockett, all of them saying, we need to pick up weapons. That's a quote. We need to have a war. When I say we're in a war, and the New York Times and MSNBC says I'm calling for a war, they don't show my quotes. I'm saying we're in a war. They're attacking us. This is their uprising that Podesta put in his battle plan that I've been worrying about, that I said would come in, you know, the first 6 to 8 months. We're here. They're going to turn the heat up, have civil unrest, false flag their own people. We have clips of Democrats saying kill Charlie Kirk's wife and children and kill all Republicans, mayors, governors, everyone. They all need to be arrested, not just fired from their jobs. We have all these people celebrating. We have rappers celebrating. We have just, it is unbelievable. We have, of course, just as the ATF said, this trans cult with a big base in that town in Utah. And, of course, he was a trans person living with a trans person who was also a furry, who also dressed up as a woman and was all part of these groups calling for violence. Well, we have all these trans groups now doing interviews saying, yes, we want more violence. Charlie Kirk deserved to die. And that's the point, is Antifa is basically 40% trans now. It's fun of Alexander Soros. It's the Islamicists. It's the Black Lives Matter. It's the Democrat Socialists. It's the Antifa trans. And this is the shock force that are shooting up Border Patrol, killing Border Patrol, shooting up ICE facilities, shooting people because they're white driving pickup trucks. It barely makes a blip in the news. This is all going down. The violence is just escalating. All the Tesla crap was just an opening salvo. They have said they want blood. There are signs up all over D.C., all over L.A., all over everywhere I go, saying that they're going to have their uprisings and that the war is here against Trump. They're going to drive the fascists from office starting November 5th is when the new uprising, they say, is. This is very, very serious. And as I predicted, they're now saying there's going to be terror attacks on traditionally black colleges, that, quote, Charlie Kirk supporters are threatening to kill them and bomb them and shoot them. That's their false flag calls, to frame it as that when the attacks come. All of this I predicted. Nobody else is talking about traditionally black colleges. The Democrats' talking point has been congressmen and others and politicos, Carville, all of them, Podesta, Axelrod, is that Trump supporters are going to, quote, kill large groups of blacks. Well, the only place to do that is a church or traditional black college. Boom, it's now happening. They're now pre-programming to the last piece. They're going to shoot up a migrant demonstration as well. We are in the main zone. We have tracked this with precision. It's all going down. And then we have so many other big angles and developments we're going to be getting to as well here today. I know Harrison has Max Blumenthal on about the whole Israel angle tomorrow. That's going to be really big. I'm back Tuesday. We're going to have Nick Fuentes on about all this. And you've got the left and Bill Maher blaming the Groypers with no evidence. You've got people that are nothing but pure anti-Israel refusing to say there's even a trans leftist violent uprising happening and trying to say it's Israel because Kirk was waking up to Israel, but there's no evidence of that. Then they say, I'm covering up for Israel. No, I'm not. If Israel did it, I'd report it instantly. And so this is a very serious time. We'll be right back on the other side. Stay with us.
Chase, good to talk to you again.
I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Sunday, September 14th, 2025. I'm your host, Alex Jones from the road, riding shotgun with the great Harrison Smith here on Sunday Night Live from 4 to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. I was in D.C. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I am in Los Angeles on a very important secret mission. I met with the DOJ at length when I was in D.C. Big action coming there. On the deep state's actions against us. Just look for that in the next few weeks. Very, very good, exciting things for freedom. We have them red-handed. But more on that coming up. But that's why I've been out of town. I've certainly not been out fishing or on vacation, I can assure you. Here is what we're going to be breaking down today. We have the historic million-plus people marching against replacement migration and the anti-free speech tyranny of Keir Starmer and the New World Order. Elon Musk saying, you're going to have to stand up for yourselves. You're going to be killed. That's all coming up. We also have other big geopolitical developments that are happening. But the first thing I want to get into is Charlie Kerr. We are all 100% vindicated. Steven Crowder is vindicated when Thursday morning he got the ATF internal documents that it was a trans-related shooter, part of a trans cult. Now, they didn't release all the information right away. That was just a report. Now it's all out. People can find it independently. Incredible amounts of evidence will be getting into today. This guy was living with a man-to-woman trans. They were into furries. They were into death cult stuff. They were into all the sickest garbage. He told his family, you know, that Kirk's a fascist and hateful and evil, and I'm going to get him. The bullet casing had that inscribed on it, you know, catch this fascist. So... That's the reality of this. I don't just go with official stories. I know the trans cult just killed kids and people up at a Catholic mass 3 weeks ago in Minnesota. I know that the Antifa is like a third or 40% trans now, and it's not all the trans people. It's the trans in the leftist death cult that are literally like devil worshipers and who want to kill people. And we got all these new videos of trans supporters on microphones talking to press saying, no, Kirk deserved to die, and they're wearing shirts of furries that say under it, we're going to kill everyone, and then have these internet codes that explain that. So what I said on Wednesday and Thursday is dead on. What Posobiec said is dead on. People saying that I'm trying to cover up Israel involvement. We always have to look at Israel because with Netanyahu and things, his involvement is so much bad. It was Harrison first broke that Kirk was worried about Israel killing him. That comes from us. But that separately, we're investigating that, and who knows, they might have worked through a trans group to do it, but to say that there aren't big leftist uprisings and Antifa just shooting random white people and trans getting caught in serial killing cults that Andy Ngo first exposed, now confirmed, and trans shooting up Border Patrol and killing Border Patrol and shooting up ICE facilities and a trans person celebrate Kirk's death and make threats to me on the D.C. streets. We caught part of it on tape. I mean, this is the big boiling tip of the spear of the leftist No Kings crush fascism movements funded by Alexander Soros that they say go into full overthrow. This is all over the news. I saw it in Science in D.C. Coming up on November 5th. But just getting back to this, ladies and gentlemen, Regardless of whoever you think is running and controlling this leftist uprising, it's in the Podesta Democrat Party plan that if Trump won the election to turn up the heat, the violence, and then call it a racial uprising and civil war to bring the country down, have blue states secede. So whoever's behind that, okay, just to end argument, let's just say Netanyahu is. I don't have proof of that, but just to move on from that. Okay, Netanyahu's behind it all. Okay, just he's doing it. Just to get through the argument. Now more shooters are coming. More killers are coming. They're escalating. Jasmine Crockett, I have two clips of her saying, we need to know we're in a war and we need to fight. And then the co-host says, yeah, we need to pick up arms. And she goes, yeah, I got those clips today. So, and I want to go through all these clips here, even after I leave, Harrison, you've got the full list. This is, and I only sent some of them. I mean, this is insane. We're going to play some of these now. So, and the Democrats refuse to decry violence. Pelosi, Pocahontas, Hakeem Jeffries, all of them, because this is the last thing that they've got now, ladies and gentlemen, that they can do is try to go to violence. Okay. And so this is the Podesta battle plan for this. They are implementing it. Next, they're going to hit black colleges, black churches, and migrant demonstrations. I've been telling you even before Trump got back in, because that's the plan. So I want to just start getting to some of this for you. And it is insane. Let's go to clip 11 and then clip 15. 11 is is Bob Villain. You know, the guy that said, kill the IDF, all the rest of that. People love that on the right wing. Well, now he's saying that he's really, really glad that, Charlie Kirk is dead and that he deserved it. And listen to the crowd, how happy they are. Then we'll go to let's play all three in a row to a black lady saying we need more people to be killed. And then let's go to another lady who goes into great detail. And, that is clip two. It's a little bit longer, where she says, kill Kirk, kill his kids, kill Republican mayors, kill all the people, which means people like me. I got swatted Wednesday. I'm obviously up the top of the list. And we're on the left's hit list that have leaked out. And understand how serious and how real this is. They're out there. They're doing this. They're gearing up. We need racketeering charges against Alexander Soros for openly running these NGOs. Trump's talked about that. I know they're under investigation. There is an FBI DHS investigation of a trans cult that was really strong in that area, that's even in the local news, that was recruiting all these kids, that was backing him. That's why you had six different trans individuals the days before. Say Charlie Kirk's dead in 2 days. He's dead tomorrow. He'll be liquidated. He'll be dead. They went on their X accounts and Instagrams and said, see, I told you he'd be dead. Well, now their doors are getting kicked down and they're getting their phones, their information. That's ongoing. So the issue is, this is the next shoe to drop in this escalation of this violence. As we see this stuff coming in bigger and bigger waves, let's play these clips.
I want to dedicate this next one to an absolute piece of shit, a human being. The pronouns were.
On one hand, I was praying for assassins to come back, you know what I'm saying? So on the other hand, how can we hire this nigga to get exactly who we want? Like, he was so close. Now, just try harder, you know what I'm saying? Look at the pamphlet we sent out.
So I keep on seeing, like, posts about this Charlie dude, whatever, Kirk dude, whatever, regardless. And let me just say this, I'm surprised that y'all didn't get rid of him sooner. And I'm surprised that you guys aren't getting rid of more people. Like, don't stop with him. Don't let him be the end all. Get rid of them all. And the ones that are above him. Your mayor. Your city councilman. What is it? Georgia Power, the people that keep on raising our shit. The CEO, get rid of them. Yeah. Like, what? It was so crazy. I watched, like, a 60 minute, whatever. Y'all know what I mean. 1 minute edit of like the things he said, and they're like so atrocious that like his wife deserves to go too. Y'all keep on talking about his wife and kids. They need to go too because they're carrying on that mentality and that lineage. Like, get rid of the whole family. I'm so sorry. Why did you guys stop with him? Why did you stop with him? Go get his grandma. Because who raised you? Like, your mom ought to be ashamed for birthing a scum like you. Get rid of the whole family. Like, y'all too scary. Y'all too scary for revolution. Y'all too scary for progress. Like, y'all want results without putting in the work. You won't have to take out trash to get a clean house. Like, it is what it is. If the trash can is stinking up the house, you gotta take out the garbage. Take the garbage out, y'all. Take the garbage out. Alright. Not me. I'm chilling.
A perfect coward. I'm not going to kill anybody, but you all need to go out and kill. And folks, if you think we had to look for this, I have seen hundreds of these, and I can show you politicians saying, punch him in the face, get more mean, we don't apologize, we need to go after him. And then the Democrats keep saying, oh, well, we saw two Democrats, the state senator and state rep, and their spouses shot, two of them killed, Minnesota, that's Trump. No, that was the guy that worked for Tim Walz, so they did it under orders from Tim Walz. So again, and listen, all those people you just saw, that rapper, and both those ladies work for Netanyahu. All these Democrats, all these trans groups, all these Antifa, when they shoot and kill people, it's all Israel. Of course, I'm being sarcastic, but because there's no uprising, there's no leftist attack. You know, it was Israel killed Kirkwood with no evidence other than that he was being critical of Israel. So just for sake of argument, okay, Israel runs it. What are we going to do about Netanyahu controlling all these leftists, all these Islamists, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, the trans groups? We need to ask Netanyahu to ask them to stop killing people. Of course, I'm being sarcastic. No, it's the left. That's a whole other evil issue that we've got to deal with here. And sure, investigate the Netanyahu stuff all day. My point is, I've been telling you this is coming. It's in the Podesta plan. It's a Democrat Party. They're doing this, and this is the reality. And then you've got people that, again, want to say that Israel killed him. And so at every level, Kyle Serafin, who's a big whistleblower, gets the roof footage, the guy with the gun dropping it off. He's caught on footage. It's him. His parents say it's him. He confesses. He turns out he's living with a trans, himself a furry, also dressed up like a woman in these videos. And we have all of that. And then you've got people looking at all the different videos of Kirk getting shot from different angles. And because you see his shirt go up, people say, well, he got shot from the side. And there's this one of his security people has his arm like this. Let me show viewers before we show the footage up under his hand. And when they hear the big boom, like a backfire, everybody jumps and his hand goes down and over and they say it's a gun. But when you slow it down and look at it, you can see it's a phone in his hand. They're not going to shoot Charlie Kirk up on the stage, up under the arm. You know, I've blown this up myself. You can blow it up yourselves. You can see it's a phone. He's got it up under his arm. He jumps. So does everybody else. But this video's gotten tens of millions of views saying the actual shooter of Charlie Kirk has been discovered because you see the shirt jolt. Well, I got a call that afternoon from my former head security guy that's been in the Army, Blackwater, everything else. He actually knows some of Charlie's security detail. He said, no, he died before they even got him to the truck. And he said the shirt goes up because when there's a concussion hitting the neck so hard that causes a shock wave. And this guy told me it's obviously a 30-06. You could tell by the sound. Didn't come out for days. It was a 30-06. Now, go ahead and pull up the HD we posted on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We have not just the first HD or zoom in where you see the blood splatter. We have it zoomed all the way in where you see the hole right here open up and then blow out the back. He shot straight on. I'm not a gun expert, but I know the sound of a rifle versus handgun. So it's not a handgun sound. It's a rifle sound, a 30-06 sound. And guys, I meant to tell you, go to my ex from, I had him reposted on Friday, was the last time in HD. Just the blow up, or we'll do it in post later after the show for people when we post this on X. But you can see that it's graphic. It goes, you see the red spot, and then, oof, His hands clenched together because the spine's been broken, and he's gone. Okay? I mean, he was dead before they got off the platform. They weren't sure until they were in the truck. So that's the reality. But let's play these people's report with audio. They sound like nice people. They mean well. They're going, look, we found the shooter. And they're just pointing at some guy who's got a phone up and he's got like this, and he goes like this, and his hands goes down so that he can figure out what's going on. And if you see a wider shot from the same camera angle that they zoomed in on, you see everybody else jump back. I was walking on the street this morning. Yeah, roll out a few times. I was walking on the street this morning, and a truck backfired, the loudest I've ever heard. It went boom, 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 and I thought somebody was shooting at me. And as I looked, women, children, others walking around in Hollywood, they all jumped too, like this. Boom! I was walking, boom! I went, whoa. Okay, so, and I actually had my cell phone in my hand. I had the same motions of seat. That's straight on. And the concussion of it goes through his body, and that's what jolts all of the clothing that you can see. That is not a ricochet. That is, not, you know, because when I first saw it, I thought it was a bulletproof vest, because I thought it went in and it could bounce up sometimes, but he wasn't wearing a bulletproof vest. And the military experts, I mean, the guy I talked to, Quentin, I mean, he's a military firearms trainer. I mean, I've seen him shoot bullseye at 500 yards with a .308 10-power scope. I mean, bullseye. I saw him shoot a zebra at like 400 yards out of the back of an open truck going 60 miles an hour. And you're supposed to shoot a zebra right where the stripes come together. It's called the triangle. Because if you shoot that, that's right where the heart is. He shot at 400 yards or so, moving 60 miles, 40, 50, 60 miles an hour, and standing in the back of an open Jeep, or Gladiator, basically, before he even had those, but it was cut out, and shot the zebra, and it just plows into the dirt. That's how good a shot he is. But the point is that he said it's 30-06, maybe 308, but 30-06. He said, what did they tell you? They said, no, they hadn't even found the gun yet. He said, no, it's 30-06. Because those guys know the sounds. This is all they do. He trained like thousands of the Iraqi security force, the Afghan force, you name it. Smith, we should try to get Quentin on. I had the longest shot sniper in history, Dallas, on last week. He said, no, it's not a professional. He would have been on a roof. He'd been in those parking garages, other things. I had, Dale Comstock, one of the most famous Delta Force operators ever, and a sniper, saying the same thing. So we're here just trying to give you the facts. Okay. There is a real trans army. The left is uprising. This is all going on. And did Israel Stage of Liberty and the Levon affair and the King David Hotel and 9/11 heavily involved? All that stuff you see out now about the Israel art students on the key floors with the bombs being planted, I reported that 23 years ago. Okay? I didn't know about it for the first year. I reported it all first. I broke it all first. People find those old tapes. They go, where's this Alex Jones? He's still right here. They just don't watch the show. When Israel does wrong, I will report it. When we have the proof, I will report it. Is Israel involved? Are they political assassinations? Hell yeah. I'm simply saying that the Soros groups, the left, are in control of these rioters. They are gearing up for a mass uprising, and people need to be made aware of this and aware of it right now. I believe I sent you guys two different Jasmine Crockett clips. I think I know I did, but I sent some to Scott and some to you guys. But if not, she's all over the place, literally calling for violence and picking up arms. The View says we have to be ready to fight and die. They know exactly what they're doing. And so again, I just want people to just get ready for the left's bigger uprising and attacks on black folks and Hispanics. If it just gets you to move on to that, okay, Netanyahu, then let's just say he's behind it, which he isn't, but let's just say, I'm sure you'll blame him when it happens. I mean, if I got killed by a trans person next week, you'll say Netanyahu did it. Okay. Well, please don't let Netanyahu kill me. Okay. Let's just say he's behind it all. I have a heart attack. It's him. The plane crashes. It's him. Okay. Everything's Netanyahu. No evil exists on earth before him. Fine. The uprising's here. They're making their move. What are we going to do about it? But really, it's John Podesta, the Democrats, Soros, and the deep state. Okay, so that's my issue. Harrison Smith, what do you say to all of that? Then we'll come back and we will get into the incredible developments happening in the UK. Millions on the streets, Elon Musk saying be ready to fight or you'll be killed, and so much more. What's your take on all this?
Yeah, I think the global uprising, the global shows of solidarity from South Korea to New Zealand to, of course, England, and incredible speeches by Katie Hopkins and others. It's been so inspiring. I've heard reports that church attendance was up massively. And, you know, over the weekend, I have received more calls from people just this weekend and probably the last 2.5 years combined, people who want to go off the record, but want to tell me, that the Israel track is the right track to pursue. And I'm talking people from all over. And so, again, to be honest with you, Alex, I don't see any evidence Israel's involved. I don't see any tangible evidence. There's some things about a plane flying nearby. There's some bizarre connections a little bit. I don't see the major connections, but ever since this happened, we've had multiple people close to Charlie Kirk, the Gray Zone article, saying that Donald Trump is scared of Netanyahu and is afraid of being killed. I think, you know, we're sort of in a bind, because I don't want to make this all about Israel, because I don't want to take our eyes off the prize, because I agree with you. We've got these leftists. I mean, hell, the thing I keep saying, Israel didn't make your elementary school teacher make a video celebrating Charlie Kirk's death, right? There is a mental illness plaguing this country that is extremely dangerous. One of the problems, though, I think, that brings it all in together is that a lot of us have been talking about this problem and begging the Trump administration to do something about this problem, even during his first administration, and nothing gets done. And then we see the way that Israel gets everything it wants, and we're sitting here going, why are they getting the priority? We are in danger. America needs help. We need our crimes dealt with. We need our enemies deported. And yet, so much is done for Israel. So I think there's just a general frustration that all the problems you're identifying seem harder to deal with because of our government's predisposition to prefer Israel.
That's right, Harrison. You want to get into it. Owen got swatted. I've been swatted a bunch of people have been swatted. And this is very real for us, and we're a target. And I totally get all of that. I'm just saying most of the Patriot energy is being spent trying to prove Israel did this, instead of Israel's already super unpopular. Everybody already knows. I'm saying the left is escalating. It's here. What are we going to do? I've had to move my family out of the house.
Right.
So to me, I'm just simply saying, I'm like, hey, Antifa, trannies, the left, they're gearing up, because I'm seriously concerned. I predicted it all. It's in the Vanessa plan. I can't even get people to care about that, because it's all about just this obsession with Israel. And I'm not defending Israel on that. Israel's done, folks. I mean, it's the most unpopular country in the world. The goose is cooked. That's going on. But the globalist plan, which is heavily involved with the Rothschilds and all of it, is gearing up for this attack. It's going down. And I haven't played the video. I want to play the video with the people saying, oh, look, we got the shooter. Imagine they blow up video. They see a guy with a phone in his hand. He moves it under. And then now we're accusing this guy, these people are, of murdering people. It turns out a guy I really trust has given me impeccable information, says he knows these guys are great. So the larger issue here, and we're going to go to break in a moment, is what are we going to do as they escalate? You're absolutely right. The Justice Department, I'm told, not by Ed Martin, because I don't just get this stuff from Ed Martin. And I was asking Ed Martin, one of the main task force leaders, I hear this, I hear that. He goes, I don't want to answer that, Alex, because every time you go on the air and say the stuff you have from other sources, he goes, I know you have, it's attributed to me. So we were there about my issues, the deep state attacking me, the lawfare, the fake auctions. That's what I was there for. And Ed did not want to talk about all this other stuff. I'm going to tell you about when we come back, about Pam Bondi, about what's really going on with Cash Patel and the rest of it. And again, he would not answer my questions on it. He was very nice about it and laughed. Literally, you know, gave me a coffee and an Oreo cookie about 2 hours into the meeting and said, Alex, please. He goes, I watch your show all the time. I've known Ed 25 years. He's a great guy. He was like, I'm not going to respond to this. And his staff was just laughing. They said, yeah, because everything you say, we get then put on the hot seat about. So when I come back with this stuff about what I've been told about what you were just talking about what's really going on at the FBI and DOJ, it is not Ed Martin. My meeting with Ed Martin was about what's been done to us and his weaponization task force, because we've got their ass, we got the documents, we got the DOJ under Biden funding the attacks on InfoWars. Stay with us.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil is now available at InfoWarsStore.com after being sold out for more than 6 months. And we give it the name Ultimate, like so many of other products, because it is the highest grade, the very best you're going to find anywhere. Now, most people know how great fish oil is, but not all fish oil is made equal. A lot of it has been homogenized or basically boiled and cooked off, and it loses almost all of its good effect. This is the highest grade fish oil from three different amazing sources. Listen to this. Arctic krill oil is known as the best essential fatty acid. Then another well-known top one, wild anchovy oil and high-quality wild-caught salmon, also one of the top forms of it. It is back in stock. It is not just good for your cardiovascular system. It's good for everything. Take a few hours before you sleep, and a lot of folks have amazing dreams on it. You ever notice you eat like a good piece of fish that's fresh? You also have great dreams. You want to experience this. It's so good for your brain, your heart, everything. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that. Our medical grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your Ultramethylene Blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's Sunday Night Live. Authorities confirmed Charlie Kirk assassin dating transgender man. Rabid leftist attacks Kirk's memorial and much more. Oh yeah, they attacked vigils, candlelight vigils all over the country, savagely beat people up. They're calling for the death of his family, calling for the death of all Republicans openly. It is just getting more and more insane. Now, there's a criminal investigation of a trans cult in that town in Utah that was calling for violence. That's why they were all bragging online the day before. Charlie will be dead tomorrow. Six different people now associated directly with the shooter. We have the footage of him on the roof, him getting off the roof, surveillance footage, all of it. His confession, his family saying he confessed. He's the guy that shot him straight on. We'll show that blown up video again. He was not shot by the security guard, like under the arm, totally insane. The man has a cell phone under his arm, and when he hears the shot, goes, whoa, like anybody does when you hear an explosion or a backfire or a gun go off and don't know it. But here's the clip with audio. It's called Charlie Kirk's Real Shooter, Debunked. Here it is.
Right there. Right there. Right there. Watch the shooter. That's the shooter. Right there.
His shirt went up and everything.
Yep.
Side. I knew it was a side shot. Knew it wasn't straight on.
Right there. Right there. Watch the shooter. That's the shooter. Right there.
His shirt went up and everything.
Yep.
Side. I knew it was a side shot. Knew it wasn't straight on.
So, those people just sound like regular folks. They think they're discovering something. Everybody's saying he wasn't killed by this guy. Well, the shot came from in front, high caliber bullet, right in the carotid arteries. That's what happened. There are trans terrorists. They are attacking and killing. Netanyahu, there's no evidence sent in. All these people that trans shooters, the last seven, they're calling for violence. They're saying they're going to kill everybody. They're killing people. They killed Charlie. They're coming. And we know Alexander Soros openly funds Antifa and these groups during a racketeering criminal investigation. But I totally agree with what Harrison said. We're pissed off because during all this attacks and all the left going crazy and all the rioting and all the stuff, Palestinians that peacefully protest, in most cases at colleges, are getting cracked down on. Any of their students are being deported, whatever, if they're foreigners here, whatever, protesting. You're not supposed to do that when you're on a student visa, fine. But the main focus of instant action is all this pro-Israel stuff. I get all of that. But let me tell you what's really going on with the Justice Department. Again, I met with Ed Martin for, you know, 3 hours plus, with him and his team longer, on Friday, task force leader, about our issues and things being done to InfoWars and the fake auction and the DOJ funding the attacks and all the docs we have. It was not about other cases. He did not give me any information. I did ask questions, and he said, Alex, I love you. But he said, even though you say on your show, I did not get this from Ed Martin. He goes, every time you say something, I get called in. By the deputy attorney general. And he said, so I'm not going to, and his staff, they were just laughing. We love you. Have a cookie. Have some, we're here. You're here about this. Okay. Cause I was telling him what I was getting from my FBI sources and some other DOJ sources. And they just said, don't comment and smile. That is staff. But I'm told, Pam Bondi is extremely lazy. Trump is pissed off, and that basically they have all these people ready to indict, and then it just gets held up. And that Kash Patel is on extremely thin ice, and that he is a train wreck, a fire, a disaster. I asked Martin about this. He said, no comment. And he kind of, after I did about five times over the last hour, he actually pointed at me and said, stop it. So I got to be very clear on that, because this is not coming from Ed Martin. He said, I told you, stop it, Alex, and smiled at me. Have another cookie. But he said, listen, everything going on, I get attacked. Even the other task forces, you know, then the Democrats come after me, which he said was funny. He thought it was funny. He was laughing about it, but he just said, no, we're here about this. So that's where we're at. But, I mean, I can tell you this. If there aren't indictments, and if there is an action, And Martin's got a whole bunch open himself, and others are open as well. But, you know, when I talked to him on the phone over the last few months, I'd be like, hey, I saw this is open, that's open. He goes, yeah, that's open. I can't talk about it. This time, he was like, listen, I'm not telling you nothing except about this meeting. But I'm done being clear about that. My other sources, basically, it's everything Carl Serafin said. And Serafin's about 20% of it. But I mean, it's everything Serafin said. I've gone from respecting him to like, the guy's got a crystal ball. But really, because he's got integrity and is a major whistleblower, we know so much about Biden and the rest of it because of him, what they were doing, persecuting Christians and others, that now he's the source, or the sources are calling him. They're sending him all the information. But I go out and get other independent information about this. And basically, Kash Patel lives in Vegas with a billionaire man in his house that never hits the news. We're not saying he's gay. We're not saying his girlfriend's a beard. We don't know that. But whatever's going on, they believe he's compromised. And he clearly did say some things like not knowing Stu Peters when he was on a show a whole bunch and they talked all the time on the phone in his confirmation that was perjury. Why did they still approve him and not bring that up? Well, they did that, it's believed, because now they got in by the balls. And so if you ask why we're not seeing action by this, it's because the real pull administration doesn't really care about domestic issues and basically wants things to stay the same. So now to go to Israel. I have this from multiple individuals, high level inside the White House. And so when I tell you this stuff, this is not conjecture. This isn't on some 8chan board. This is directly from three sources who were in the meetings with Steve Witkoff and others who they say is great. Trump absolutely hates Netanyahu with a passion for so many reasons. Double crossed him, was the first to endorse Biden when he stole the election in 2020. Manipulates his administration, connected to leakers inside the administration. Trump screams at him on the phone. I reported that like 4 months ago. And so what you heard Harrison talking about, I haven't seen this Gray Zone article, is dead on. Trump, just like Charlie Kirk, is, I wouldn't want to say scared, but concerned about the AIPAC Israel lobby and how dangerous they are and how much leaking they do. And because Trump's kind of already beaten the Democrats to a great extent in the deep state, now that Israelis have come into that vacuum, they were always powerful and have really been exerting a lot of stuff on Trump and giving him a lot of problems. Like, he didn't know they were going to attack that peace delegation in Qatar. Trump didn't know that they were going to hit the Iranians. They had a peace mission there in Tehran. And I believe that. And so the news will go, oh, Trump knew. He was part of luring him there. No, Trump is really pissed. And I have this from people that are very close to Trump, know Trump very, very well. And so that is the reality. So when Trump acts all friendly to Netanyahu and the rest of it, that's for public consumption. So definitely that is a real issue here. And it's a real issue that we can't get any domestic action because so much of what goes on in our foreign policy, even domestic policy now, is governed by Israel. But as you said Friday, Harrison, very astutely, it shows how Netanyahu is so unpopular and how Israel is now the most unpopular country in the world that now if anything bad happens, people think it's Israel. So that's really Israel's problem. And it's a larger issue of where does that go now? I know you'll be talking with Max Blumenthal about that tomorrow. Harrison, what do you think?
Yeah, no, I agree with everything that you're saying. I mean, I think, you know, I think you probably feel about the Israel, you know, side of this discussion like I feel about the discussions about the drone or the hidden, you know, gun under the guy's arm. It's like, it's just not true. We saw the video. In fact, you know, I was live on air. The first video we saw was from really far away. There was the gunshot noise. Everybody looked to the right. It was clear from the instant that first video came out, okay, this was a sniper from an elevated position. So I think anybody discussing about anything else than that is a total distraction and is probably lying on purpose. So, you know, I can understand, you know, your position when it comes to Israel on this, because it's like, no, we know what the problem is. It's these insane, you know, trans people. To me, it's almost like the Epstein list. It's like, is it that important that we get the Epstein list? I mean, yes, it'd be good to know who these guys are. The victims need justice. That all is very important, but it's more the symbol. It's more like if we can't do this, if our government wants to, but we can't for some reason, that's a major issue. So I think a lot of people feel right now like, yeah, there's all these other problems, but until we sort of deal with this problem at the center, then we can't solve any of these other problems. So, you know, I think Epstein has a lot to do with this. I think Charlie talking about Epstein and saying that he was a Mossad agent, you know, drove a lot of his people away and caused a lot of strife between Charlie and his donors and stuff. So I just think it's almost symbolic where it's like, we know that if this was Israel, we would never hear about it and our government would cover it up. And I think people are just sick of that paradigm and are maybe latching on this.
Exactly. Let me put it this way. Israel and Netanyahu is now kryptonite to anybody that is associated with it. The issue is, I've only had the Israel lobby do nothing but attack me. I mean, I had the ADL at their summit 4 years ago call for my arrest and their groups are suing me. So the idea that I'm like, I just am looking at the big picture for people, but Israel's got a bunch of nuclear weapons. They're not going away. They have the Samson option. So people just think if we can just demonize Israel and just make that everything that. No, we have to get control of our government. And that means pushing all the special interests, China, Israel, you know, Hollywood, the left out of there. And that's really happened. They're firing a bunch of people coming up soon. at the DOJ. A lot of big stuff's happening, but we've already spent, you know, 40-something minutes on Israel.
Right.
I want to move into the UK here, but I also know you've got a lot of the clubs vigils being attacked in Long Island, New York, just all over the country, all over the place, viciously attacking people, just singing Amazing Grace. It is just crazy. Again, the left called for his death everywhere. They celebrated his death, and now they're saying it's Groypers, which is total horse crap, and all the rest of it. And so this is all BS. It's the left. It's the Soros people. That's who's behind this. All the evidence. The guy's confessed. We have the witnesses. We have his online posts. We have him living with a tranny. We have that. So now we have to get ready for the next shoe to drop in all of this and the Podesta plan that I can't seem to get anybody to be concerned about. That is something I talk about with Ed Martin. I go, you know what, the Podesta plan? He goes, yeah, the plan to have blue states secede, all this violence, all this stuff. You know, this is their plan. And I'm just sitting here watching the plan unfold, watching it go on like a slow motion train wreck. And I'm just simply trying to get people to focus on that because it seems like no one is focusing on it. But let me do a mid-air refueling right now. I want to air this ad because I didn't see it airing earlier. That's fine. I cut it on Tuesday. We have till Tuesday. I cut it last Tuesday, 7 days, this Tuesday to get 50% off on Ultra Methylene Blue, the very best methylene blue, 50% off on IRC Moss, 50% off on Shilajit, 50% off on Ultimate Life Force, cardiovascular, spike protein detox. We'll put that on screen. TheAlexJonesStore.com, just on screen. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And that funds our operation because I'm funded by you. I get constant questions because it's just mentally ill. People on X saying, are you funded by Israel? No, never money from Israel. Never money from Jewish groups. I'm funded by selling t-shirts, books, films, water filters, high quality supplements at TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'm funded by you. That's where you see the funding. And I need the funding. Plus these are really incredible products. So we need to let everybody know. We need all the hosts that we want to know. We need to fundraise. We're going into the red right now that we have a sale going right now. Alert, alert, alert. There is a sale going right now until Tuesday at midnight for 50% off on ultramethylene blue. There's also 25% off on apparel. That is going to end Tuesday night at midnight Central Time. And anybody's going to buy anything on TheAlexJonesStore.com, just like you do at Amazon, needs to be a Prime member. Well, our Prime membership is the VIP. You can cancel anytime for free. Each month, $30 as a subscriber. You get $40 each month to spend. So the second you spend $30, you get $40 to spend in the store. So if you're going to buy anything, pay the $30, you know, at checkout, and that gives you $40 off. So if you're buying a $30 item and you subscribe at the same time, you would pay $10. And you could cancel anytime you want it. But don't do that because you're going to love the products. Then you get special deals, special offers, special sales just to you. Usually 25% off bare minimum, off the top, sometimes more if you're a VIP. So you want to support us. Everyone should be a VIP. I want to thank and encourage the VIPs. But our biggest area is the fundraising. We are winning. We are so close. You're going to see it in the news the next few weeks, probably even sooner. I'll stop there. Five to six different actions. Okay. So these people are going to go crazy when this happens. Okay. They're going to go crazy. We deposed them. We sued them with the money you gave us. The Democrat Party law firms, the groups suing us, all of it, and got them to admit that they had a fake auction, got them to admit all this stuff. They had DOJ money, all of it. You wait till all the stuff you see is documented now. Okay. Just watch. So the cavalry's here, but we need funding. Plus, folks, you've seen RFK Jr. take methylene blue. You've seen what he says it does. We've got the best medical grade, way stronger than anybody else has. 50% off right now. When you become a subscriber, 25% off if you don't. And you can cancel subscriptions just like the VIP anytime. But then you lock in the lower prices in the future. You stay a subscriber. You can buy it once, subscribe, cancel, get the low price, and not pay again. Please become a subscriber. Please become a VIP. Please try the methylene blue. All of them are great, but Shilajit and Iris CMOS and Ultimate Life Force Detox, you know, that takes 4 or 5 days a week or so. You should really start feeling it. It gets better and better. With ultra methylene blue, 99% of people have instant energy in 30 minutes, and then it just gets better from there. So get it all at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Here's a little 2-minute breakdown on that. We'll come back with more news.
Go to thealexjonesstore.com and experience these products like Ultramethylene Blue. It will change your life. It will be so empowering for you. And then you'll be hooked and keep buying it so we can stay on the air and expand, which is my plan in the face of all these globalist attacks. So I'm announcing this on Tuesday, September 9th. We're only running this till next Tuesday. It is a giant, multifaceted sale. Ultramethylene Blue, the best medical-grade quality out there. The rave reviews are insane. Such good energy, such clarity, such focus. No letdown. 50% off. Same thing for the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Detox Super Empowering System for your cardiovascular system, Ultimate Life Force. Everybody should be taking this. It's the best formula out there, made from the two top best-selling formulas fused together. You need it. It is amazing. Just get it. Know you're supporting the broadcast so you can't lose, and then you'll be pleasantly invigorated, not surprised, I don't BS, when you get great benefits. But what you really feel quick and see the fastest is the Ultramethylene Blue. There's also another big sale going until next Tuesday. That's the Get Free $10 Ultimate Fundraiser Sale. When you spend $75 or more at checkout, $10 is taken off. So if you spend $75, when you check out, it's $65 on top of all the discounts. 25% off store-wide, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. What an adventure to wear it. The ball caps, the t-shirts, all of it. That's 25% off, and then $10 off at checkout on top of that. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. The coordinates to keep this broadcast on the air, and I don't own it, so they shut down InfoWars. That's our sponsor with the Alex Jones Network and what comes after. So we need the funds. They're incredible products. The only way you fail is not taking action. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is The Alex Jones Show, of course, brought to you by TheAlexJonesStore.com. And, Alex, we had some technical difficulties, so he had to drop off. I'm not sure if he's going to come back, and the crew can let me know. But we got a big next hour for you as well. We're going to be joined in studio by a guest. And there's a little miscommunication. I was trying to make it a surprise. She kind of announced it. Just stay tuned. Just stay tuned. Very big announcement coming up in the second hour of The Alex Jones Show. And, of course, you know, I hope people are understanding now, and, you know, maybe this is what it takes, just being, you know, straight out and open. But I kind of constantly reiterate to people on X, the conversations you see on air between, like, myself and Alex Jones, it's the same conversations that we have off air. Like, it's exactly the same. There is no other media outlet that is as upfront as we are. And to be honest with you, I'm getting all these calls from people who want to have off-the-record conversations. I'm, like, not even used to it. I'm, like, I'm used to just whatever I know, I just say. I'm not one of, like, you know, holding secrets so I can use them later. And so now I've got all these things in my head, and I'm trying to remember, like, wait, what did they say I could say, and what did they not want me to say? Because people want me to tell you. They want me to say what they know, but they don't want it to get back to them because it's a very dangerous situation. And, you know, my stance has always just been, just say it. Just say the thing. Just say whatever it is. Just tell the truth. If it's true, what do you have to fear? Because as soon as it's out, it's out. I mean, what are they going to do? Kill you? Well, it's like, well, then they're putting a big, you know, crosshair on their head, because who would kill you right after you come out with their big secret? I just want to encourage everybody on the right. Just tell the truth. Just come out and say what you know. Stop feeding it to me, because I'm not able to say who you are. Just tell people. Just tell the truth. Just stand up and say what's really going on behind the scenes, because people keep calling me to tell me what's going on behind the scenes, but then are like, but don't say what actually is going on. And it's like, I don't really do that. I'm not really in that world. I just tell you what I think. So I encourage you to do the same. And I also want to tell people who are out there telling me that they're going to go after our sponsors and how dare you say this. We're going to, and it's like, that's not how this works. Actually, Alex Jones actually set up this very brilliant system where, as long as the audience, our audience, the InfoWarriors out there, appreciate what we're doing, trust that we are doing our best to tell you the truth, and most of the time we're dead on accurate, then they'll go to thealexjonesstore.com and they'll buy something, and there's no middleman. There's nobody there to tell you not to buy it or tell us what to say. As long as you, the audience, appreciates what we do here, trying desperately to bring you the truth, even if some of our hosts disagree with each other, we're just going to tell you that and just be upfront about it. And if you appreciate that, and if you think that's valuable, then you'll go to thealexjonesstore.com and help us to keep doing it. And if you don't, then you won't, and we'll go away. Okay, that's as simple as it is. It's as simple as it could possibly be, and it's allowed us to have this platform where we can express things that, of course, your typical advertiser would balk at and would not allow us to do. So, again, thank you, the InfoWars audience, for giving us this platform, and, of course, Alex Jones for giving us the ability to speak out and say whatever we think is true, even if it's, you know, contrary to what he's been hearing. How else are you going to get to the truth unless you air both of these things? Now, there's a lot of other topics to talk about, but I think we are going to stick with Charlie Kirk for the most part. We have breaking news here from Daily Mail. Grandma of Charlie Kirk's assassin breaks silence to reveal why the FBI must have the wrong man. It's an exclusive of Daily Mail. The 22-year-old university student accused of assassinating MAGA firebrand Charlie Kirk grew up in a staunchly Republican, Trump-backing family, the Daily Mail can reveal. Breaking her silence on Friday, Tyler Robinson's grandmother, Debbie Robinson, 69, says she's stunned by the charges against her grandson, describing him as a quiet, reserved young man who never spoke about politics despite his father's staunch Trump support. My son, his dad is a Republican for Trump, Debbie, who also lives in Washington, Utah, told the Daily Mail. Tyler's the shyest person. He's never, ever spoke about politics to me at all. Well, again, we'll read more into this. This just broke, so I haven't actually had a chance to go through this article. I'll go through the rest of it. But if her reasoning as to why this couldn't have been her grandson was that he didn't talk about this, I don't know if that is very good. I don't know if that's a very good excuse because you might not want to talk about politics with your Trump-loving father if you are a psychopathic, furry, trans radical. Obviously, that's not something that you're going to be able to chat about in a friendly way. And from everything we know, from people who knew this guy before, and from his roommates and his neighbors, I mean, we have a lot of videos from people talking about some suspicious things going on around sort of his activity just before the shooting that we can get into. Neighbors saying that they saw people with out-of-state license plates dropping by in very sort of suspicious manner. But we also have videos from people who knew this guy in high school saying he was what you call a Reddit kid. And he's like, if you were in high school in 2018, you know what that means, a Reddit kid. I'm maybe a little bit older, but I think I can summon the image of a Reddit kid to my mind. And it ain't pretty, folks. So we're going to talk about sort of internet extremism, radicalization. But I'm also going to spend a good portion of the next hour just celebrating Charlie Kirk and showing some of the incredible celebrations across the world of his life and work and the revival that his death has inspired. We'll be right back.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione. And just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, welcome back, folks. The second hour of the Alex Jones Show is on for this September 14th broadcast. It's, of course, the Sunday show. One of the things that has been very gratifying to watch is the number of people celebrating Charlie Kirk's murder being fired subsequently for being, heartless animals. Our own Darren McBreen put together a very fun compilation to celebrate these people getting exactly what they deserve. You can follow Darren McBreen on X at Media Rival. Here it is.
I have breaking news. We think that Charlie Kirk just got shot in the neck. Hey, ooh, ah, ooh.
Oh my God, guys, did you hear? The world's finally started to heal. Charlie Kirk was shot. Ooh.
Charlie's dead. How nice.
He said that gun deaths are worth it to keep the Second Amendment. Alright, bet, bitch.
You're telling me I wake up from a nap and a cis white man's shot and killed? Oh my God.
Charlie Kirk got shot and he's dead.
I bet if you ask Charlie now if he thought a few deaths so that everybody got to keep their Second Amendment rights was okay by him, I think he'd probably say, as long as it wasn't me. Guess he shouldn't have manifested that shit.
Bye, Charlie Kirk. Like you said, people getting shot and killed for the Second Amendment is so worth it.
I never thought we'd agree on anything.
Oh no, someone shot Charlie Kirk. Look, I don't know who needs to hear this today, but that's how you pick up a woman.
I'm already seeing some of y'all do it. That moral standpoint of, oh, you know, I don't care how you feel politically. Nobody deserves to, wrong. Some people do deserve to. He was a demon.
I swear I'm not happy about this. I'm not happy about this. I'm not happy about this news. It's so unfortunate.
Let this be a lesson to all those other conservative freaks, those little weirdos with podcasts. Just know your necks are on the line. Your necks. No. Your necks.
The red colored people are like, he was such a good person. Why did he get shot? If you've seen the video on Twitter, please listen to the last 10 seconds of what he said before he went. And if you, honestly, y'all, he had it coming. I'm so sorry.
That's why he shot Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk is dead? Ha! You live a hateful life, you get a hateful ending. Point blank, period. I don't feel sorry for you. You're not getting my thoughts and prayers. You're getting my ha-ha's.
What's your opinions of Kirk's death? I don't give a fuck about Kirk's death. I don't give a fuck about no white man dying. I don't give a fuck about no motherfucking white boy dying.
Live by the sword, die by the sword. He did say that gun deaths were an acceptable side effect of gun rights.
They got him in the neck! They got him in the neck! Shit went... like a fucking samurai film! Oh, good news! Good news, everyone!
Yeah, two kids. Fuck his kids. They give a fuck about that white boy kid. They probably autistic anyway. Give a fuck about that white boy kid. Fuck them kids.
Alright, folks, that is the latest from Darren McBreen. That actually continues on to show all of them being fired, and there's actually a website now where you can go and contribute to this mission to bring some justice to these people. And we're going to continue on this on the other side because I got some videos to show you to help maybe explain why this is not what you might call cancel culture, because people aren't getting fired for saying things like, men are men and women are women. They're getting fired for celebrating the brutal murder of a young father in front of his children. It's not that they're saying something that's not politically correct. It's that they're saying something that reveals them to be completely lacking in human compassion and probably incapable of adequately dealing with people they disagree with. So, yeah, you're fired. We'll be right back on the other side. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at the alexjonesstore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. And so as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of The Alex Jones Show is on for this Sunday evening. It is the 14th of September, 2025. We're going to have a special guest in studio. And you'll just have to wait to find out who that is and why she's here. But if you're on X, you probably already know. We kind of spoiled it. But stay tuned for that. Stay tuned for that. We're also going to talk about the absolutely massive march in the UK that, of course, was planned for a while and was going to be very large anyway, the Tommy Robinson march against illegal migration or against migration in general. I think it was maximized and really made that much more gigantic and impactful because of Charlie Kirk. And really, I've been amazed at the response we've seen worldwide to Charlie Kirk's death, and we're going to get into some of that response. And I have done some investigating, and I have some exclusive information to bring to you about the Gray Zone article by Max Blumenthal and how it relates to my tweet predicting or foreshadowing, rather, the death of Charlie Kirk. And we're seeing again some of these patriotic marches all across Europe, absolutely incredible imagery and some incredible speeches made that I will show you and try to give context to. But since we're on the topic of people being fired for celebrating the death of Charlie Kirk, I want to try to, you know, have the left come to terms with this. Cancel culture is when people get fired for things that they should not be fired for. Okay, this might be kind of confusing for some of you. See, for the last decade or so, there have been instances like the firefighter, or he may have been a police officer, who was fired from his job because he anonymously donated $25 to the Kyle Rittenhouse self-defense fund, legal defense fund. Now, he was innocent. So, essentially, you have a firefighter anonymously donating to the defense fund of an innocent man, and people hacked that fundraiser, found his name, contacted his employer, and got him fired for that. See, that is cancel culture. That's outrageous. That's ridiculous and unacceptable. When you're out there celebrating the death of a young man because of the things that he said, which, by the way, weren't objectionable in the slightest, certainly not compared to some of the stuff other people on the right, like, you know, me, say. So it's a little bit different. It's a little bit of a different paradigm at work here. And that's the case in the military as well. I'll get the article here in just a second, but Pete Hegseth is now purging the military of people who celebrated Charlie Kirk's death, as he should, and people are saying, this is outrageous, what is going on? But of course, they had nothing to say when the military was purging people for things like the Gadsden flag or the Betsy Ross flag. So we'll do a little compare and contrast to the different types of cancel culture that we're dealing with here. But I thought this video was very good, very informative. Very necessary for the left to hear the difference between what happens when you get somebody fired for nothing versus what happens when you get fired for celebrating the death of an innocent man with your name and face on social media. Let's go to clip number 71 now.
So I'm starting to see a lot of videos online this morning of people that are losing their jobs because they quote-unquote expressed their opinion. I just posted a video. Yeah, it's deeper than that. You didn't get fired because you expressed your opinion or posted a video. You didn't get fired for that. No, that's not why you got fired. No, you were fired because you showed that you lack zero compassion, zero empathy, and zero human decency. That's why you were fired. You showed your employer who you really are and who they really hired. See, here's the thing. Your job is more than the skills that you possess. When you have that job, you're expected to do certain things. You're expected to treat your customers well. You're expected to treat your teammates well. You're expected to treat the people that you serve well. So you should really ask yourself this. Why would an employer believe that you can actually show compassion and empathy to teammates, the customers, and the people that you serve if you couldn't do it online? Like, you made a video. You bragged about not having compassion. You bragged about not having empathy. You bragged about not having human decency. You got yourself fired because you were pandering to a similar audience of like-minded people. You wanted clicks and likes. You probably wanted to go viral. You wanted to get noticed. And your employer noticed you. Job well done. Mission accomplished. See, here's the thing. Actions have consequences. And when you make a brand out of lacking empathy and compassion and human decency, don't be surprised when nobody wants to be associated with you. I just gave you something to think about.
So I think that's a very good argument. Or just explanation as to why this doesn't even really count as cancel culture, honestly. And of course, if you want to be a part of this, if you also want to get leftists fired from their job for being inhuman jackasses, you can go to charliesmurderers.com. Charliesmurderers.com is a website that's been set up to log people who are celebrating Charlie Kirk's murder to archive their content so they can't delete it and pretend they never said it, and then to coordinate, you know, calling campaigns to their employers to get them fired because they deserve it. They absolutely deserve it. And it's one thing for people in your country to feel that, which already by itself is extremely disturbing. It should really make you worry about the state of our country overall. But it's like there's another level of just like, okay, even if you have those thoughts, don't you understand decency? Don't you understand what it takes in a polite society to not express that? Like, it's the fact that it's so overt, it's so in your face, that they not only are thinking these thoughts, again, abhorrent, but that they feel the confidence to go out and make these videos, and then they are shocked that they're getting fired from it. They're shocked. They're like freaking out and pulling their hair out and crying because they got fired. And it's like that alone is a symptom of how far gone our country is. The lack of morality, the lack of just general decency, and of course the lack of empathy from the left to the right. And it is horrific. Somebody came out with a video that I don't think I need to go to it because it's just the idea of it was interesting. And I don't know if there's anything to it, but I'll put it out there. This guy made a video saying the division between whether you are celebrating Charlie Kirk's murder or horrified by it isn't whether you're left or right. It's whether you got vaccinated or not. And I kind of rolled my eyes at that at first. And I'm sitting there thinking about it, and I'm like, you got lefties that are anti-establishment that are like bawling over Charlie Kirk, that are like clearly upset at it genuinely, and they're, you know, really broken up over what's happened. And then you have like normal sort of moderate, not even political, definitely not extreme people. And I'm talking about people that like I know in my personal life that, you know, it's like you're a sweet lady, but you're justifying Charlie Kirk's murder. And I started thinking about it, and I was like, is it the vaccinated thing? Are the left wingers that are sort of anti-establishment, they didn't trust the vaccine, so they didn't get it. So they still have a conscience. But people that aren't even extreme just have something that's been killed in them, some conscience that just doesn't exist anymore. I don't know. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but it kind of aligns. It kind of aligns as far as I can tell. Now, obviously, there's probably vaccinated people listening to my voice right now going, I'm vaccinated and I got, you know, really upset over Charlie Kirk. Well, maybe one of, maybe your doctor was a hero and gave you a saline shot instead of a vaccine. I don't know. I don't know if this has anything to do with it. Maybe different vaccine types have different effects, but I thought there might be something to that. Because again, it's weird seeing like hardcore radical leftists not condemn Charlie Kirk and then like really moderate soccer mom leftists or soccer mom Democrats, soccer mom Republicans even. I know somebody who's like lifelong Republican, but she's like, well, you know, he said some pretty dangerous things. He said some stuff. And, you know, if you're going to say, it's like, what? What the hell are you talking about? Yeah, I guess that's true for everybody who gets assassinated. Yeah, I guess Martin Luther King Jr. was saying some stuff that, well, if he didn't want to get killed, maybe he should have shut up. Maybe he should have shut his mouth and we wouldn't have killed him. And it's like, I can't believe what I'm hearing. I cannot believe what I'm hearing here. And these people aren't radical, but they did get vaccinated. So I don't know. I don't know if that has anything to do with it. Thought I'd throw it out there for you. Do your research. Now I want to go to one of the most powerful videos I've ever seen in my entire life. It's Erica Kirk, Charlie Kirk's widow, who gave a speech that should, well, it sent chills down my spine, and it should send leftists running for cover. You are in danger. Hide. Clip 23 here. Erica Kirk, Charlie Kirk's widow, talking in a way that does not sound like she's talking to a lone wolf, radical, idiot killer. It sounds like she's talking to a lot of people. People she calls the evildoers. Here's Erica Kirk, who has come out to pick up the mantle of her fallen husband and has announced that she will now be taking over TPUSA and is now on a mission to, I'm not going to call it vengeance, but to get justice for her husband. Here's Erica Kirk.
The evildoers responsible for my husband's assassination have no idea what they have done. They killed Charlie because he preached a message of patriotism, faith, and of God's merciful love. But they should all know this. If you thought that my husband's mission was powerful before, you have no idea. You have no idea what you just have unleashed across this entire country and this world. You have no idea. You have no idea the fire that you have ignited within this wife. The cries of this widow will echo around the world like a battle cry. To everyone listening tonight across America, the movement my husband built will not die. It won't. I refuse to let that happen. It will not die. All of us will refuse to let that happen. No one will ever forget my husband's name, and I will make sure of it.
Yeah, y'all messed up. No, y'all made a giant mistake, I think, actually. Not even to cheapen this by comparing it to like a Hollywood movie, but do you get the feeling that the Balrogs are celebrating the death of Gandalf the Grey only for Gandalf the White to suddenly appear? Y'all get the feeling that it's about to get a lot worse for them? I hope so. I genuinely hope so. And I hope that those people, Charlie Kirk's murderers, their allies, people celebrating it, I hope they realize that there are people out there that if Erica Kirk, we're at her disposal. Let's just say that we are at her disposal and we're willing to take orders. I hope they understand what they just did. I don't think they do. Erica Kirk said they've lit a fire across America. I think we should expand that. They've lit a fire across the world. And I've got videos of politicians from Spain talking about Charlie, a speech from the Prime Minister of Italy talking about Charlie, South Koreans marching down the street chanting, "We are Charlie Kirk." The Polish parliament is celebrating him. The UK, of course, had that massive protest anyway, but it became a giant memorial for Charlie Kirk with some incredibly powerful speeches from the likes of Katie Hopkins and others, including Elon Musk. I mean, honestly, it just goes on and on. I'm going to play a little compilation of some of these memorials around the world. But this is from like 2 days ago, and I have like 60 more videos I could go to if I wanted. But here's a little compilation of some of the worldwide memorials and celebrations of Charlie Kirk. This was put together by Benny Johnson. Let's watch.
I don't know why it's like this, but it's just the way it is, and it's the way it's always been. You don't ever know the impact of someone's life on the world until they're gone. And then you can see the massive hole that is left when they're taken from you, and the world is experiencing that with Charlie Kirk right now. But even I am shocked at how Charlie's legacy and dominance of culture extends to virtually every corner of the globe. There are vigils for Charlie that are popping up all over America and on college campuses where Charlie gave his life. You can see some of the videos here. Often they are prayer vigils with candles and with flowers. This is where Charlie Kirk did his work, spreading light in the darkness. But there's something else remarkable about what's happening right now with the memory of Charlie Kirk, and we're just getting started. Around the globe, there are memorials to Charlie Kirk that are popping up. Here are just some of the memorials that we have seen. Memorials in Sydney, Australia. Look like this.
Check out what they did for Charlie Kirk in the United Kingdom. Look at this.
In Madrid, Spain. Like this. Here's the Polish parliament, Poland, of course, celebrating Charlie's legacy. Vienna, Austria. Here is a celebration of Charlie's life in Germany. Here's a celebration of Charlie's life in New Zealand. Ladies and gentlemen, Charlie's life being celebrated and his legacy being honored in Tel Aviv, along with some of these beautiful murals that are now being painted of Charlie and what I expect to totally be a part of, which is the crowdfunding of a permanent memorial to Charlie Kirk that includes him with a microphone sitting on a college campus having a conversation, an open conversation, a dialogue. I think that would just be beautiful. I think it's worth stating that the political assassination of Charlie Kirk has officially backfired. He's getting more powerful. And that's what happens with a martyr.
So again, just absolutely incredible. And like I said, I mean, that didn't even include some of the memorials that have happened since that video came out, including massive protests really all over the place. The UK was one of the most incredible displays. And look, like one or two people have attacked these vigils, and they learned really quick what a bad idea that was. Again, you're not in the world you were in last week, leftists. We're not going to put up with it anymore. Like, you need to get that message across. Memorial in the Czech Republic. There's memorials in Germany, all over the place, really. Let's go to clip number 22 here. This is Elon Musk. This was his address to the massive million-man march in the UK. I'm talking about basically giving a speech that is like the 21st century version, almost word for word, of the speech Patrick Henry gave, in which he said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Here's Elon Musk making very much the same argument. Let's watch.
Violence is going to come to you. You will have no choice. You're in a fundamental situation here whether you choose violence or not, violence is coming to you. You either fight back or you die. You either fight back or you die. And that's the truth.
Today, Elon, I think the British public are telling the world that they're ready to fight back.
Good. Yes.
Come on, Ray Brown.
So, of course, the mainstream media is saying Elon Musk calls for violence. It's the opposite, actually. he's saying that the violence is being dispensed already. You can either fight back or you can be a victim of it, which is absolutely the case. And again, it reminds me of the Patrick Henry speech that we play on every July 4th, because it's just as pertinent now as it was back when it was made, saying, you keep yelling peace, peace. We're already at war. Who are you trying to get peace with? They're attacking you. It's time to attack back politically, peacefully if possible, but certainly not rolling over and allowing these people to commit violence against us. It can't go on. And there's a big and very interesting article from YouGov, What Americans Really Think About Political Violence. And it shows in absolutely no uncertain terms where the violence is coming from and what side thinks it's justified. And it is, of course, the left. And I'm going to cover this a lot more tomorrow. I'm also going to host the Alex Jones Show tomorrow. But I want to go now to clip number 34. This is Max Blumenthal with Tim Dillon talking about the influence that Israel has over the United States government. And a lot of people are asking, I've even been watching some shows where people are saying, this Max Blumenthal article, and it's from thegrayzone.com, Charlie Kirk refused Netanyahu funding offer, was frightened by pro-Israel forces before death, friend reveals. And he very much echoes what I had heard from my source about Charlie Kirk being afraid of backlash for going against Israel. And a lot of people I see asking, is this the same source that Max Blumenthal was quoting, that I was quoting? I've reached out and confirmed that it's not the same source. It's not the same source. So this person who talked to Max Blumenthal for The Gray Zone and exposed what they knew about Charlie Kirk battling it out behind the scenes with his Zionist donors reflects almost verbatim what I've heard from a completely different source. So people were asking, people were wondering and trying to figure that out. There's your confirmation. I'm telling you right now, my source, where I heard that Charlie Kirk was afraid Israel was going to kill him, is a completely different source than the one that provided all of the bombshell information in this Gray Zone article. Let's go now to this video of Tim Dillon questioning Max Blumenthal about what he heard, about what's really going on in the Trump White House. Let's watch.
Does the President of the United States fear for his life?
Yes. Yes. I mean, obviously he fears for his life. And I was told that he feared for his life before the two assassination attempts, one coming within a millimeter of striking his head. I mean, let's not forget about that.
But I mean, just to clarify, he doesn't fear for his life because of Ireland.
I mean, I've been told, yes, that Israel is a major source of concern for Trump. I mean, think about it. What would happen?
This is our ally.
If he suspended arms, if he suspended arms to a country that carries out assassinations all across the globe, that specializes in assassinations, that has an entire wing of its intelligence services that conducts assassinations, including with household goods like pagers, would you not be scared? So yes, Trump is scared. And what I learned, from this source, who is a Trump insider, someone who talks to the, who has, you know, so, who talks to people in the Oval Office.
All right, folks, I'm going to pick this up tomorrow. I'm going to host the Alex Jones Show tomorrow as well. And we're actually going to be joined by Max Blumenthal to discuss all of this. But again, I've confirmed that my source was different than his source. That's at least two sources saying the same thing. And frankly, I've heard from a lot more over the weekend that this is the reality of what's going on behind the scenes. Now stay tuned, folks. We get back on the other side. We're going to have sitting next to me in studio, my replacement for the American Journal as I move to the war room starting tomorrow or later this week.
Anybody who's halfway informed about health and vitality knows that turmeric is one of the top super nutrients in the world. But concentrated turmeric is what you want. Most turmeric pills are 4%. That's raw. This is the strongest, 95% curcuminoid with a bunch of other concentrated super nutrients like ginger and black pepper dye. And it's finally back in stock. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies at thealexjonesstore.com. Just go see what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says about turmeric. And this stuff is the Godzilla of turmeric. And it funds the InfoWar. And while you're at thealexjonesstore.com, be sure to check out the widest selection anywhere of Patriot 1776 Part 2. Incredible clothing, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there, like this baby. The Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. And you're funding the tip of the spear in the Second American Revolution when you support us. So I thank and salute you all. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, Methylene Blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade Methylene Blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. And I used to like Brain Force. Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple days. So I'm going to take my dose of Methylene Blue at my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this Methylene Blue. This Methylene Blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and Methylene Blue. Get it while you can.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The Alex Jones Show. I'm Harrison Smith, sitting in for Alex Jones. And sitting next to me is the one and only Brianna Morello. Of course, if you watch InfoWars, you know her very well. She's appeared on all of our shows many, many times, is a great source, and, of course, has been hosting Good Morning InfoWars on Saturday morning. Welcome to not just the show, but the channel as well, Brianna.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it feels good to be in Austin. I'm really excited about this. It's great to be joining you guys as well. You know, you have left some big shoes to fill, so this is going to be a little challenging, but we'll try to pull through.
So, yeah, Brianna is going to be taking over American Journal in the morning, 8 to 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, each and every weekday morning. Of course, that's a show I've been hosting for the last 5 years. With Owen Schroyer leaving us, we sort of were just scrambling, trying to figure out what to do. I'm taking over War Room, so I'll be doing the War Room 3 to 6 p.m. And Brianna, of course, is coming in on American Journal. So for people who don't know you, who aren't familiar with your work, just tell the InfoWars audience about sort of where you came from. It's a fascinating story, honestly.
Yeah. So I was a corporate, I always call myself the corporate media reject because I've worked for Fox News, Newsmax, local news, Major League Baseball, ESPN. And, I kind of got tired with a lot of it. And I ended my career in corporate media at Fox when they decided to push the illegal vaccine mandates. And then I kind of ventured off into the independent world. I started helping other people start their shows and then launched mine about 2 years ago. And so now I've been on this independent journey and it's landed me here.
Amazing. At the top, at the pinnacle of the alternative news. You know, you bring that sort of corporate, it sounds bad. You bring a corporate mentality, but like, you know, InfoWars, we're sort of fly by the seat of our pants. A lot of stuff that we do is sort of, you know, we're just trying to scramble and get things together. I don't come from a news background. I wasn't trained as a reporter. So you come with some of that training, some of that professionalism that I think is very impressive and really makes your work stand out. How do you think you're going to be able to keep that up while also doing a 3-hour show every day? Are you daunted at the idea of doing a 3-hour show?
It's going to be interesting. I don't know. And it's kind of weird, right? Cause I'm a woman. I'm going to tell you that I don't know if I could talk for 3 hours, but I probably can. But yeah, it's going to be great because we've got a couple of exclusive stories in my back pocket that we've been saving for this. So this week alone, we're going to bring a couple of big stories. So I look forward to that. But I think that's the interesting part in all of this because, I mean, I would always joke, but everything in the editorial meetings would always get rejected. That's what's going to be on the show. So everything that they would always say, no, we can't talk about that. That's what we talk about. We did it every single Saturday morning and we're going to extend it now. So it's going to be 3 hours worth of coverage rather than just one.
Yeah. And of course, when I do the show, I just sort of print out everything I can and just sort of, you know, I just have it all out in front of me and it's just sort of whatever is happening at the moment I go with. And then you, hosted my show when I was out of town or something a few weeks ago. And it was like, you had the rundown, you had everything planned out. And it was like, if you're planning to do that every day for a 3-hour show, I said, plan a 1-hour show and then stretch it out to 3 hours, playing videos, taking calls, taking guests. But, I wonder what the transition, for you will be because you're used to so planning things out and we're very freewheeling here. So I'm excited to see the synthesis of these two, tactics of going after the news.
Yeah, we're going to figure it out because I was so used to doing rundowns my whole life and like, all right, let's go on to the next block. And, this time it's like, here are the papers, grab what you want.
Yeah, that's exactly how it goes. And if people probably hear it from me, I'm always like, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to cover this. I'm going to cover this. I'm going to cover this. And then I just don't cover anything that I said and I'm covering something else completely that just broke or whatever. But that's what you got to do. You got to kind of, you know, move with the time, especially in the morning when things are breaking. So again, we're very excited to have you. And how can people follow you on X? Is that Brianna Morello?
Yep, at
Brianna Morello. And again, you'll see, I mean, breaking news constantly. You have great sources. You know how to track down a story and not just take what the media has given us. So I know my crew's very excited and you're getting the best crew in the business. Right. No shade to the War Room crew. I love you guys and we're going to work very well together. But man, Dan on the switch and CJ on the audio and Matt as producer and Sean and Reese, I mean, the American Journal crew really is incredible and you're inheriting them. So that was the hardest thing for me going to War Room. I was like, I'll go to War Room, but the crew's so good. Aww. So you'll get to enjoy that. How do you feel about joining InfoWars? Because, you know, a lot of people still don't like us. By the fact we, you know, keep be proven right. And of course our reputation's gotten a lot better over the last few years when people have finally listened to us and actually learned what we're about and are coming around. But, was there any hesitation in coming over to InfoWars?
No, there was none. And you know what's so funny? I found out about InfoWars through, he's going to love this. So I have a friend who worked with me in the control room back at Newsmax and he would always like leave stickers on my desk. And I didn't know what these stickers were, but they always had these like fun sayings. And I was just like, what the heck is this? And,
life is fiery with its beauty. What does that even mean?
I have no idea what this guy's talking about. And he's like, you got to go check out InfoWars.com. And so I'm like, just glued to my corporate media narrative type of thing. And so I ended up going to look and he was pitching stories to me the entire time to have on Newsmax that I had no idea what he was doing. And guess what? He was literally just an InfoWars fan trying to make it go mainstream through me.
Good for him. Don't say his name because we need people like that behind the scenes and other places, spreading our message.
Yeah.
So when was that about?
That's been, I think 5 years, 6 years.
Yeah, 2020, something like that.
It's been a long time, yeah.
Yeah, and of course COVID was a big thing, and that was a part of why you left corporate media, right? The COVID mandates.
Yeah, the COVID vaccines. So Fox was, they all tell you that they didn't have one, but you have to ask specifically, well, were you complying with one? And they were complying with the illegal New York City vaccine mandates. And they didn't tell me until I relocated to New York City because they had told me, oh, don't worry, the next slot that opens up, you're going to be working for Tucker Carlson. And so I quickly just left Florida, went straight up to New York, and lo and behold, day one, unpacking the truck, I got an email that was pushed to me saying that they are either going to put me on unpaid leave or, yeah, or pretty much like you could just file for an exemption. And I chose to do neither. Fought a little bit with HR because I was working remote the entire time, so there was no reason to do what they did.
Right.
But the liberal hacks within human resources decided that they just wanted to call the shots. And even though the vaccine mandate, when you read it, didn't have any penalties, no agencies assigned to carry it through, they still were stuck on going about it. So here we are, fast forward. I told them they could stick it, and here we are.
What a terrible mistake they've made, because they unleashed Brandon Morello as an independent journalist on the world, and it's never been the same. And honestly, I mean, the work that you do, I'm shocked at, like, half the articles I go through have one of your tweets in them, you know, as a source. So you're constantly breaking stories. And again, what is it, do you think, that because I'm just continually impressed by the way that you sort of track down stories and get breaking news. What is it that you attribute that to? Like, how are you able to find these exclusives that nobody else does?
Well, the good news about the corporate media not wanting to cover the important stories is that leaves like a whole pool of stories that I could pull from. So one of my biggest stories last year was actually I broke it with Tulsi Gabbard being added to the terror watch list, the TMZ terror watch list. And that was a story that Fox actually had prior to me. And they actually waited a week and a half before they even started talking about it. So I had it first. Technically, they had it first. I was afraid to break that story, and I broke that story. So again, there's a lot of stories the corporate media will pass up, and either people who maybe work there who want the story to be heard will send it over, or just people within these three-letter agencies. You know, we just saw, and I don't know if you saw, Harrison, but Stephen Crowder the other day broke the story regarding the Charlie Kirk's assassin and suspected assassin, I should say. And in it, there was a document which described there being the bullets that had the engravings in them, and he broke that, and apparently it was from ATF sources. And ATF then sent his, or is sending his attorneys, they say, a subpoena. Well, the government can't do that. We have something called a free press. We bring our sources. And so things like that, so many people would go to a mainstream outlet and try to hand that over to them, and they won't do it because they're too afraid. But independent journalists, we'll keep it going. You know, obviously Crowder rolled out another exclusive the next day.
Right, that's what I love.
They backed out.
They try to sue him, you know, to get his source, and he's like, nah, screw you, I'm going to, you know, publish even more. We have a right to do that in this country. It's been established over and over. But they really are trying by any method possible, whether, you know, okay, we can't go after him with the law, so let's go after them with lawsuits, or let's just, you know, hint that we might sue, so it's better for you to put to crush it. I mean, it feels like we're in this weird thing where the corporate media is like locking down even more, but the independent media is just exploding and going crazy. I think the mainstream media as we know it has sort of been dead for a while, and it's just sort of dead man walking at this point. But you know, what do you think the people that have been used to getting away with things because of the control of the mainstream media, how do you think they're going to try to deal with this explosion of independent media that is still rising and still getting even better? And thanks to the Trump administration bringing, you know, independent people into the White House, actually breaking stories and, you know, sort of elevating up to the level of the corporate, you know, mainstream media. I mean, the bad guys got to be freaking out about this. What do you think they're going to do? Because I don't think that the system they set up can survive another decade with everybody telling the truth about it.
I think they're going to try to slander independent journalists. I think there's going to be a big PR push to go after each one by one and pick them off. It's just, we're more reliable, right? So here's the difference, right? You could turn on a major news outlet, and if one reporter is caught lying, you'll kind of not remember who the reporter was if you catch them in a lie, and it's just kind of, it's very vague. It's in the back of your brain. But the reality of it is, if you catch me not telling the truth, distributing poor, badly vetted information, you remember I'm the one that gave it to you because it's just me. So there's that. Now, I always try to reach out for comment. I actually love doing that because you'll find the best stories when you try to confront someone with their nonsense.
Right.
And it's usually, if they ignore you know you're spot on. If they address you, it could go either way.
Right.
But it leaves for a better story, I think. And most journalists don't even do that anymore. So I think the corporate media is starting to catch on. But the reality of it is they're going to try to do a PR push to go after people individually one by one.
Yeah, and of course, I like to think that because of your support out there at thealexjonesstore.com, the way that Alex has been able to resist the lawfare against him and against InfoWars, and the fact that we're not just still here, but things are starting to reverse. Like, not only are we no longer sort of just playing defense, now we're kind of moving into the offense. And I think if it would have been a quick sort of up and down, they, you know, sue Alex Jones, he gets a $1 billion judgment, and next month we're shut down, and he's, you know, digging ditches trying to pay off an impossible to pay off debt, then they'd be suing everybody. And they sort of are. But I think the fact that InfoWars has shown that you can stand up to this, that you can fight back against this, I think they thought they were going to come in and find a bunch of Texas, you know, rubes, rednecks who didn't know, you know, the first thing about the legal process. Instead, they found that we're like sophisticated and able to go toe to toe with them. And I hope that that's maybe made them choose a different tack, realize that suing people out of existence over incredibly tenuous claims from 12 years ago is not actually a very effective method of going after people. And I think it's Alex Jones that showed them how independent media can fight back.
Yeah, I think it's really important, too. I tell everyone, it doesn't matter what your views are in those allegations that were made against Alex. The reality of it is we have a First Amendment right to say what we want, and you don't have to like it, but you do have a right to say it. Now, here's the thing. That tactic was warming up with Alex. They warmed us up for that. Once everyone accepted and said, okay, well, I didn't agree with what he said, so that's fine. Well, is that going to be used for all of us? Because the reality of it is we've seen this time and time again. There's always a test individual where they're trying to test it out to see, all right, once I got you.
It's
usually Alex. Yeah. But you know what I have to say? The one great thing about InfoWars, there's many, but there's one really good thing, and it's the audience. Because over the years, if he didn't have the support of his audience, who is financially backing him and continuing to watch and continuing to support, he wouldn't have been able to make it this far. And there's a lot of journalists who can't put up the fight, the legal fight, and so they just bow out gracefully. But when you have a great supporting fan base, that's when you're able to fight back.
And man, that frustrates the bad guys to no end. Yeah. It really does. Because like I was explaining in the last hour, it's very simple. If you like what we do, you'll go to thealexjonesstore.com, you'll support us, and that's that. But there's no corporate master coming in and saying, well, you take millions of dollars from you unless you cover this or if you keep covering this. So we just get to cover whatever we want, and our boss really is, at the end of the day, the InfoWars audience. And if you like what we do, you'll support us. If you don't, we won't, and we'll go away. So, I mean, it really is as simple as that. It's like as cut and dry as you can possibly get.
Yeah, and it's great because, again, not a lot of people realize it. Like, this network strongly relies on people's support at home. Unfortunately, the corporate media has taken money from very corrupt corporations, but most importantly, the government. And they don't talk about it. You know, when I was working for a media outlet, they were taking money from HHS. We found out through a FOIA request that they were being paid to push the vaccines, and they weren't disclosing to their audience.
Wow.
You guys weren't on the list, though, but other outlets were.
Right. And that's why we're right and they're wrong. I mean, it just happens over and over. And, you know, I wanted to play this video because this is Theo Von. And, of course, you know, right now there's a big memorial going on for Charlie Kirk. I think Donald Trump is addressing that. The line was, like, around the block hours before it began. I mean, what is your – you know, obviously, I think a lot of us feel the same way about what happened to Charlie Kirk. But here we are, you know, four or five days out. How are you feeling now about the direction – the country's going as a response to Charlie Kirk's assassination?
I think it's really depressing. I think, I don't think we've ever felt this low as a country. You know, we saw President Trump get shot at, and that was really depressing. But to see what we saw unravel that day was devastating. Am I hopeful for this country right now? Well, I mean, at least there are some who are playing nice. But the reality of it is the left is full of evil, and they do not shy away. They've been using these tactics against us, cancel culture, and have been going out there and beating us over the years at just kind of being able to organize and go after individuals and pick them off. I'm at least proud that those on our side are starting to use those same tactics. You know, people are bragging online about what happened to Charlie.
Right.
And it's absolutely disgraceful. But now we've got a whole new movement of people who see this, and they're going to call your employer. They were doing this. I remember when it was BLM, and I made a video speaking out against the BLM riots that were going on. People were trying to reach out to my employer to get me fired, but obviously that was an employer who didn't care.
Right, like, right.
That was really foolish. But the reality of it is that now we're doing the same thing. We're watching, you know, so many people going out there and tracking these people down and going after them and getting them fired. I mean, I know it sucks, and we shouldn't be doing it, but I didn't ever want to be part of it.
Right. We'd prefer if this wasn't the case, but it is. So
yeah, we have to. It's their own game.
It's a rules that they wrote, so we got to to play by them. And I completely agree. Again, it's like, yeah, this sucks. But if we want to get back to a world where it's not like this, then these people can't have such a feeling that they're able to say such disgusting things and get away with it, or attack, you know, memorials and feel like they are, we're all just going to bow down and lie down and allow them to do it. It's completely unacceptable. And it's different, though, isn't it? Because I doubt you were out there going, George Floyd got killed. Sucks to be him. Like, what they're saying about Charlie Kirk is so offensive. It's so disgraceful. It's so just horrifying. And I played a clip earlier of the guy going, this is about your compassion. It's about you showing who you are and your employer saying, we can't have you dealing with customers if this is really who you are. So it's a little different. I doubt you were saying about Black Lives Matter the things these people are saying about Charlie Kirk.
No. It was more so, get us off my timeline.
Right.
Like, people didn't realize that they were pushing a Marxist agenda, and they just thought they were supporting George Floyd, and they didn't realize the depths that this all went to. And so I was strongly against that. But to see the post, I mean, I was the first one to jump on it. And thanks to the Hodge twins, they helped out as well. But there was Miss Fort Worth, who had posted something on her Instagram story, saying that she loves the suspect because of what he allegedly did, and then saying it's because Charlie was hateful and was a fascist. And so I quickly took a screen grab of that and reached out to Miss Texas to find out, when I spoke with their executive director, that she was actually replaced 2 months ago. She just hasn't updated her title on her profile. And so I just posted to let everyone know that she's former, but this is what she's saying, and we need to be able to see this. And how quickly she flipped her page to private and then just completely nuked her account. And they've released statements condemning her comments as well. So it sucks. I don't want to do it. But the reality of it is so many of us, I mean, when I was putting up my BLM videos, they were going after my liberal sisters and they were writing them. And they were trying to get them, you know, in trouble, and they were writing them, and they were angry. And it's like, they had nothing to do with it, but we have to show them what it's like to be on the other side of this, because for far too long, they've been protected and they've been able to do whatever they want.
Yeah.
But that game is over.
It's really about bringing consequences to them. I mean, I can't remember who was saying it, but it's so true. It's just like, they're like children. Children test you. They test your boundaries. They do what, you know, they know is bad to see how much they can push you before, you know, you lay down the law. And that's what the left does. They'll go as far as you'll let them. And when there's no barriers, they're like, all right, let's kill everybody. I mean, they really are insane. But this video from Theo Von, clip 56, I feel like a lot of people are kind of waking up to this reality. This was from sort of his memorializing Charlie Kirk and talking about his experience with the assassination. Let's go to clip 56 here. This is comedian Theo Von, maybe becoming an info warrior. Let's watch.
If there is a microphone there and he's there to debate, go and debate him, you know, go speak your piece. Whether the crowd agrees or if whoever kind of wins the debate or whatever, I don't know if that matters. What matters is that you like kind of try and share whatever you're thinking or feeling. And maybe there's people that don't feel like they have a place to do that. I don't know. But to go that far away, not even have the balls to go to the microphone or to, I think, something about that makes me sick. That's what it is. I think it's made me feel sick. And I think there's other stuff, you know, like feeling like there's like, it feels like some people in the world, like some like dark and powerful people, know what's going on and they're not telling the rest of us. I think that feels like what's happening sometimes. And I don't know if I'm the only person that's feeling that. I feel like they all know something that's happening. It always feels like there's something bigger and eviler in the distance, hiding behind something that's kind of laughing a little.
That's a brilliant way of putting it.
And, yeah, and this just felt like the pinnacle of the horn of whatever creature that is, kind of.
I think that's a fascinating way of putting it. There's something in the shadows laughing at us. And it's like that's a guy who has not had his sort of intuition deadened totally yet, right? He doesn't know quite what he's looking at, but there's something in his subconscious going, something's wrong. Something connects these things that I can't quite identify, but it's there.
Yeah.
What's your take on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's great to see people waking up and starting to realize there's a bigger picture here. We're not being fed the 100% the truth. We have to do our own digging. And again, that's the reason why it's so important for independent journalists to release what they get, because our government's not going to be transparent.
Absolutely.
You know, Crowder released the email that I'm citing again from ATF, and it had the details about the engraving marks on the bullets.
Right.
But when the FBI, local law enforcement did a press conference, they didn't tell us about any of that.
Right.
And they withheld it. And we've seen this far too long. When there's tragedies and they know what the motive is, they don't want to tell you, but it's left-leaning. If they thought it was a white supremacist or they could link it to somehow that way to a right-winger, they have no problem releasing that information. And it's absolutely disgraceful. You know, the New York Times is alleging that they had the images of the suspect, I'm talking about the FBI, for 12 hours before even releasing it. That's something that warrants a response from Director Kash Patel. And yeah, there's also the other report that came out in the Daily Mail saying that he was having a five-star dinner Thursday evening. So when he says that it looks like they're laughing at you, it's because, again, Kash Patel was friends with Charlie Kirk. So I don't even I wasn't able to eat after seeing the video. I don't know how you're able to go out and eat and act like everything's okay.
Right.
They're alleging that he was at the dinner, so we'll see it like that. But the reality of it is we deserve a response, because this was supposed to be a transparent administration, and it doesn't look to be that way. So we'll see how it all plays out, but I'm not really too hopeful about this.
Yeah, I mean, it almost seems like Kash Patel himself is just not in charge of the FBI. I mean, if I remember, the story I read was that it was the FBI field office withheld the picture from Kash Patel, not only from the wider American public, because that was one of the things in the press conference. They said, yes, we have an image of the guy, but we're not releasing it. And it's like, why would you not release it? You're trying to hunt the guy down. For the people around that area, they could be next to the guy and have no idea. Why would you not release that picture? And then it came out, Kash Patel hadn't even seen the picture. So I don't think he's even in charge of the FBI in any real sense, and he doesn't seem to be, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, because the father of the suspect turned him in after he saw the images.
The FBI didn't even solve the case.
They didn't even solve the case, but they took a victory lap.
Yeah.
They pretended like they did. So I get, for PR purposes, it's good to claim that they were the ones that sealed the deal, but they didn't do that. And so you have to wonder, like, why is that a thing? Now, I know personally that there are a lot of people still at the FBI who do not like the FBI director and the deputy director, and they have been bad apples from the beginning. And it does take a lot to purge them out, they say. Unless you're a whistleblower going against the Biden regime, then they could quickly put you on suspension without pay.
Right.
And there's no issue there. So I don't understand why this has been an ongoing issue for this current administration. They still have bad apples everywhere, but that's how good the Biden regime was at promoting people to the top of these agencies and throughout whatever critical roles, so they could do things like this. I mean, it's been from day one. I met with the FBI when we were having online harassment related issues, and they were supposed to be investigating. And I sat there with two female FBI agents who literally told me, number one, they think I'm smarter than them. And number two, that I probably have better technology to track these individuals down who are harassing me than they had. And then they went after, and they were bashing their own boss in front of me. Now, they were trying to be very discreet about it. But again, I knew exactly, like, why would you even mention it? And this is a real issue, and they don't want to address it. They want to pretend like they're still in power, that like they're the ones controlling the show, but they're not. Every single day there's someone undermining their efforts.
And we talk about the destruction of democracy. That is the literal destruction of democracy, where the people's votes means absolutely nothing because the deep state maintains power regardless. Folks, stay tuned. Sunday Night Live is going to continue from here on out, but Brianna Morello is going to be in the studio on American Journal bright and early tomorrow, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central. Brianna Morello, the new host of American Journal. I'm moving to War Room, but I'll be hosting Alex Jones Show tomorrow because everything's topsy-turvy. Thanks so much for being here with us, and very excited to have you on the team, Brianna.
For having me.
Have you even more on the team? You're already on the team. now you're here as a first-line operative on InfoWars. Stay tuned, folks. Drew Hernandez takes over on the other side. Stay with us.
Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it. and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one, and I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Anybody who's halfway informed about health and vitality knows that turmeric is one of the top supernutrients in the world. But concentrated turmeric is what you want. Most turmeric pills are 4%. That's raw. This is the strongest, 95% curcuminoid with a bunch of other concentrated supernutrients like ginger and black pepperdine. And it's finally back in stock. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies at thealexjonesstore.com. Just go see what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says about turmeric. And this stuff is the Godzilla of turmeric. And it funds the InfoWar. And while you're at thealexjonesstore.com, be sure to check out the widest selection anywhere of Patriot 1776 Part 2. Incredible clothing, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there, like this baby. The Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. And you're funding the tip of the spear in the Second American Revolution when you support us. So I thank and salute you all. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.